In this episode of Honesty Talk, we are going to be talking about a very important topic. This season, all of the episodes, mashallah, alhamdulillah, we're very, very grateful that it has inspired sisters and brothers to think about things perhaps that they've brushed under the carpet. It's initiated discussion. People are talking, which is great. That's what we want. We want people to grab their mugs of tea and talk about topics that are pertinent to the Muslim community. Now, there's only so much, or there's only, we can, you know, we can continue talking, we can continue speaking, we can continue discussing, and that's very important. There comes a point where action has to take place. So this episode is all about taking action. So as I said, Layinka, Sumeya, we are so touched by the messages that we've been receiving at Honesty Talk. And we find that the mindset of our viewers are changing. They're considering things that they haven't before. And they're inclined towards growth and change. It's all about taking action. So when I say taking action, what would you like to say? What would you like to bring to the table?
Yeah, you know, when we have great ideas, and this is something that I hear a lot, you know, from people that I've had conversations with and work with, is that they have so many things that they want to do, so many. And you know, when we say so many things that we want to do, traditionally, I think that's interpreted as in setting up a business.
Right.
Yeah.
Or a
charity or whatever it may be, something.
Yeah.
But even the concept of having an idea can be as simple as, I want to start praying my fara'id.
Right.
I mean, my nawafil. I want to start getting up for tahajjud. I want to start memorizing the Quran. Like ideas, things that come to us.
I want better character.
Things that Allah has inspired in us. Mm-hmm. And it's one thing to say, I want to. Mm-hmm. And it's another thing to actually go ahead and do it.
Right.
And ideas are great. Mm-hmm. Talking about it, consulting is wonderful. It's really important to actually move that beyond that, because we've done a lot of talking, we've done a lot of discussing and consulting, idea generating, and now it's time to put the things in place to take action towards those things. Because imagine, I always say, imagine on Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah says, I inspired this for you, I gave you the gift of this, I endowed you with this idea. What did you do with it? How do we want to respond to the Lord of the Worlds? What do we want to say? Do we want to say, well, do you know what? I don't have time.
You know what I say to that? And I've said this before. How many graves exist with people who have unrealized dreams? How many graves exist with people who had ideas, but they were either too scared, they just didn't know how to turn them into tangible realities.
So what are some of the things that stops people from taking action, from moving forward?
I think what jumps to mind is permission, straight out the door.
Mm.
There's a story. There are certain kind of people who are doers and action takers and jumpers, who when they get an idea can just dive for it. Am I one of those people? Who am I? To do something like that. There's better qualified, better educated people who could pull this off. That's if you're doing something in the public sphere. Maybe if it's something that is more like of a personal goal. A lot of times I think we put a threshold or a bar, prerequisites. I have to meet, first I have to sort that out, then this out, then I'll be in the right conditions for it to work. But barring that, there's some external excuse as to why I need to wait and I can't follow through on it just yet.
Do you know something, as you were talking, made me smile, was what we were discussing before we came on camera about you even redefining what is possible for you with children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know me, like, I've got kids.
Yeah.
Right. But my youngest is my shadow. I say that all the time. She's with me everywhere I go. I go to meetings, I go to lectures, I do workshops. She's always there. She's never been a hindrance for me to not want to do things. Mm. I want to do it. I place it before Allah. I feel like I've got the green light, yalla, let's go.
That's right. Right. Yeah.
And everything else will work itself out. And just even you kind of saying that, oh yeah, this is really, like just thinking.
Seeing it.
Yeah.
Helps
what
me,
where are my limiting beliefs? What have I told myself is impossible for me? Mm. What am I stopping myself from doing? And just thinking, I'm not one of those people. Who, and deciding yeah. that I'm like, who told you that?
But also I think seeing it. So I think it's two parts. Part of it that I probably didn't even realize. I just took it as a given.
Yeah.
That when you have kids, like obviously, like I wouldn't record a podcast while my kids are awake because of the noise.
Right.
I don't want to come on a live while my kids are running around because it's unprofessional. People can't hear me or it's a hindrance. So I have this huge calculation going into play.
Yeah.
That they have to be asleep and it has to be quiet and this has to be sorted.
All the rules.
Yeah, there's tons of rules and I have to make these conditions right in order for me to execute. And how much of that is me making it harder for myself? But the thing is that it didn't occur to me until I saw it modeled in front of me.
Right.
And I think a lot of times, like I was talking about this, like what it takes to be here to film HTT.
Mm.
Like the baby's 8 months, I have to make sure there's milk. I have to, like these are calculations that are on the ground real. We yeah. don't see them on camera. We think, okay, those kind of people have privilege and they can afford no. to do this.
Yeah.
But if there's a will, there's a way, and you have to move things and make them happen to get mm. here, coming from another country to film. Like there's work that goes into it. Yeah. When something is important, will you have the decision that I'm going to follow through whatever it takes?
And that comes yeah. from passion, right? Because if you're passionate about something and you really believe in something, and like you said, it doesn't necessarily have to be a project or a business or something on that level, but when you're passionate and you believe in something, then you will make those sacrifices, you will go that extra mile. So I think taking action probably naturally occurs when you really, really want it, when
right.
you
How
really
important.
Desire it. Like you have a big enough why.
Yeah.
Like this is, if this doesn't happen, if I don't do this, then my life is not going to be this way, right? So I think passion, zeal, it's incredibly important to you, is a very, very important ingredient in taking action.
Yeah, I always, I'm just thinking, you know, I always say it's a gift.
Mm.
Just to be given that idea and to be given abilities. You know, some people know that have particular gifts that... Mm-hmm. They just see as just who I am, but they don't see as anything special.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, you know, I cannot believe you did that on camera.
I am.
I cannot believe you did that on camera.
But
I'm going to have to speak and ask someone to edit something out.
Some people have gifts
Woo.
That God has given them, that Allah has gifted to them. I'm not talking specifically about you, Alia, but just generally, you know, some people have, like, they listen really well. They know how to give advice. Mm-hmm. People naturally gravitate to them. They've got a particular energy that people gravitate to. Or they're really great with kids. Kids love them. Like, everyone has got their thing.
You know, it's yeah. the way you see it. You see, if you were just to see that thing as, okay, that's something that I'm good at.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing.
Or you were to perceive it through the lens that, you know what? I have been created, we've all been created to worship Allah. But I've been created with an individual purpose. And so if I have a particular skill that I'm really, really good at, that this is from Allah in order for me to actualize my purpose, if we view it through that lens, we're going to be like, what do you do with a gift? You don't just let it sit there. You unwrap it. You want to see what's inside. You want to use what's inside, right? So if we perceive our skills, our abilities, our qualities as gifts from Allah to realize our true individual purpose, we're going to fly with it. We're going to go with it.
What you're saying about using it and it having a purpose, because it's all well and good to, you know, to sit pretty and be talented and skilled and brilliant.
Right.
But I think that for people who may struggle with accepting the gift and acknowledging it out loud without worrying about sounding arrogant or pretentious or conceited, that they see it in the way of service. Because we're really good at
yes.
serving others, aren't
yes.
we? We're really, it's selfless to serve.
If it's about someone else,
you can
it's
package
okay.
it yeah. yeah, in that way, that it's a giving thing. That, and I think also the fact that people who are in the habit of jumping are just better jumpers.
Mm-hmm.
Like when a person who's executed on the first idea, the second idea, the third idea, now they have momentum and it's easier for them to do things. If you tend to let things fizzle out and not really follow through, then you're in the habit of not following through.
You can learn that though.
But you do learn it, but
right.
you learn it by doing.
Yes,
you
absolutely.
You have to start following through on the ideas. Then you know, okay, sometimes it's hit and miss. This may work, this may not work. And I think it's important to say that for all the people who do execute on many ideas and start things and do things and achieve even personal goals in their life, there are a ton of things that they may try to do and work on that may fail or fizzle out, that never come to the surface, that people never see. You only see the work that succeeded, that made it, like these ideas that become something. Mm-hmm. How many ideas come like HTT that never came into fruition? They weren't meant to be. Mm-hmm. So, but people don't see, if you tried 100 things, 3 are successful, but there's 100 tries, you know? So getting into the habit of, you know, it, your name is not at stake. Your definition as a person, that you're a success or a failure, is not at stake. Mm. It's really just, you know what? It's really just like, I'm going to go for it. This doesn't have to be part of my identity. It's just a matter of fact.
What about in cases and in situations where we have people, and so some of the things that we're talking about are like project based, right? So what about in situations where we have people who struggle to take action when it comes to character building?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, when it comes to improving themselves and how they are. Mm-hmm. What about in those instances?
So they struggle?
So they will say that it's hard. It's hard to be a patient person. It's hard to be forgiven. It's hard to be patient. It's hard to be whatever it is. So they know it's good. It's a good thing to be X, Y, Z. Yeah? Right? Mm-hmm. But they can't enact on it, or they struggle to enact on it because they've decided that it's too difficult.
Because I think when it comes to character building and things like that, these are things that happen over time with experience, with progression. You know, you say when you ask for patience, you're going to be tested. Right. So people who want to build their character, this is something that's developed over time. It's not something that it's on an instance, individual, in the moment basis that you either are being patient or are not. Yeah. And then over time you cultivate it as a characteristic. But it's not like, okay, now I decided to be patient and I'm going to be patient from now on. If you judge yourself in that way, how much will you fail?
And like, also to remember that Allah Azza wa Jal can instill that quality within you. I think it's important to realize that there are many things that we cannot achieve on our own, mm-hmm. but there are so many things that we can achieve with Allah. Yeah. And you know, SubhanAllah, I'm just thinking about Honesty Talk. I mean, we've been having such a wonderful time filming season 2, Alhamdulillah. And you know, to think that it started off as an idea, but we just thought, you know what? This just came and let's place it before Him. You know, I'd like to do it, but let me see where Allah is going to take this. And what did we do? You know, the idea was there. We spoke about it. We placed it before Allah, and He brought everyone and everything to us.
Yeah.
And so even if it seems like it's impossible, whether it's to do with a character, a quality that we want, or it's a project or whatever, we have to remember with Him, anything's possible. And if it's good for us in the dunya and the akhirah, He will bring you what didn't even come to mind. He will bring you beyond what you thought you needed. And so I think it's important to know that, you know, taking action, it cannot be without consulting the Lord of the worlds, because He is the creator of the East and the West. You know, He is the master of the universe. He can bring anything, He will. If it's good for you and it's written, He will. But we have to want it, and we have to want to trust in Him to bring it.
And I think it's beautiful that you mentioned how is in Allah Azza wa Jal's hands, because it's very like my tendency to want to plan down the details and hammer it down. Like, okay, it's great. You have this wonderful idea. The dreamers, you know, I'm like, okay, now talk logistics with me. How are we going to make this? Where's the money coming from? What's going to happen? And to feel like you have to have it all figured out before you start, because that could just be another story. Like, I'm creating barriers. Please give me the whole plan and show me start to finish how it's going to go before I'm convinced and that this is worth my time. You know, was the biggest lesson in that.
Yes.
It's like, if you needed to be educated,
right,
you were educated.
Yeah, get in this immersive experience.
Right.
Yeah.
SubhanAllah.
Right. Yeah. It's incredible to me, because HTT is one of those, you know, one of the examples of things that you would... It seems so far beyond what's possible. You know, you see TV shows, you see this, you know what needs to happen. You have zero idea where you're going to even get any of those things from. And it's been a massive learning that, one, let me dream big, right? Because HTT seems like, we were just thinking, oh, let's just do a Zoom thing. Yeah, let's just do it online, internet, like, you know, but if you have something you want to do, dream big.
Yeah.
Like dream and don't
set your bar high.
Don't think that it's too difficult for the Lord of the Worlds.
That's right.
Because the limit is not with Allah. The limit is what we perceive He can do.
Yes.
Not what He can do, but our perception of what He can do. But yet we look at ourselves and how we came to be and where did we come from?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where have, as we are now, come from our beginnings?
Yeah.
You wouldn't think that that and that would meet and then you'd be like this. Yeah. And if we really thought about it. So yes, you might see people doing things and you think, oh, but it's only for them. Mm-hmm. The question is, but why not you? Why not you?
Well, the only one that's holding you back is not Allah.
It's yourself.
Because Allah is Al-Karim. He is the most generous. His love, His generosity, His provision is available to all. The only thing that's limiting you is you. Is you not believing in your abilities and you not believing in His ability. And when you bring those two together, Amazing things happen. So we're talking about two sides here. We're talking about us and we're talking about Allah. And it goes back to, I guess, perception, right?
Ooh.
It goes back to perception. Perception of Allah and perception of ourselves. And we need to change those two things. Yes, I mean, you know, It's like when I think about istikhara, you know how much I love istikhara. Same. I'm just like, it's my life.
Istikhara, yeah. Thank you. Istikhara is?
Okay, so istikhara is the prayer that we offer followed by a specific supplication where we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to guide us, to show us, to facilitate a particular decision for us, if it's good for us, and if it isn't good for us, to distance us from it and to distance it from us and to grant us better, essentially, as a summary. So when I think about istikhara, I think this is like, it's a lesson in life that you make a decision, right? And a decision is only a decision when it's followed up by action. Otherwise, it's simply wishful thinking, okay?
Write that down,
folks. Okay, right, okay. Istikhara, we have a decision, but what do? Immediately, the sunnah teaches us, you have to take action. You need to make wudu. You need to stand in salah. It's not just a dua. You need to stand in salah. You need to offer 2 rakat. And then you need to follow it up with dua. But then what? It's not a case, see, people misunderstand istikhara. It's not a case of, Allah, shall I do A or B?
That's what I say to
right?
people.
Right? Yes. It is that you have made a decision, you then put it before Allah, and then after you've done that, you need to proceed. Move. Yeah. You need to move.
Because some people make istikhara.
And they wait.
For a sign. Yeah.
They're waiting for
but this is a
the
lesson,
dream
yes.
or the colors, the and I'm not making fun. I'm like literally
it's true.
Just saying what people have said.
Yeah.
They're waiting. And when I say to them, so what are you doing after the istikhara? They're like, but I have to who
the
told
the answer
you?
Hasn't come, yeah.
See, this is the thing. And istikhara is teaching us a life lesson that you know what Allah is showing us. You've got a decision, you've got a thought, okay? Bring it to me. So now there's that element of tawakkul and trust in Him and acceptance of His decree. Okay, but then after that, you now need to move because the only way you will be able to see if it's good for you in your dunya and your akhirah or if it's bad for you in your dunya and your akhirah and you're being distanced from it or it being distanced from you is to take action because then something will be blocked or something will open, something will be facilitated or something will shut down and end. But the only way you'll be able to do that is if you move, if you take action. Yeah. So this is like, it's like a lesson of life, right? That you will only be able to move forward, you'll only be able to progress, achieve, succeed, change by taking action.
And in the way of taking action, so in the mechanics of it, when the idea comes to you and you're buzzing and you're like on fire and you can visualize it and new like spin-offs are coming and you're like in that zone, you must what? You have to make a move then. Because once it cools off, give it a week and you're not going to be in the zone anymore, and now you're going to have excuses and stories are going to come in, and you're going to change.
The fear will come in, the doubts will come
in. The story changes. Possibility will like evade you. It'll slip out of your hands.
Yes. And it's in that moment that the inspiration has come.
Mm. You can see, there's a feeling. Yeah. Like,
you know, in order for that to happen, you have to be very much in tune with yourself. Like, I know, and I've described this, right? And it's happened to me with Solace, with Sisters Achieve, with HTT. I actually, and it's so bizarre for me to talk about this, I have this physical sensation, this physical feeling. So the idea comes and I actually feel something. And I'm so attuned to it now that when it comes, I'm like, oh God, but I'm too busy.
Mine is right there.
It comes and I cannot put it into words, but I know that when it comes, because I've experienced it before, and because I have put it before Allah through istikhara and it's materialized, you know, I know that, you know what? This isn't from me. This is something that I need to really pay attention to. I cannot dismiss this. I need to sit with it. Mm-hmm. I need to place it before him, and I need to see where he wants to take this, because this idea came from nowhere, you know? And so it's very important, I think, a part of taking action. When we think about taking action, like you said, it's like jumping, it's moving, it's movement. But actually, before the taking of action, we need to have moments in our life where we are quiet, where we're still enough to be so attuned to the ideas that come to us, to the feelings that we can take it and we can say, oh, what's that? That's different. That's where's that come from? And then move with it. Mm-hmm. But if we're so busy and we're not able to go inside, we'll miss it. Mm-hmm. We'll miss it. And how many opportunities have completely gone because people have missed it?
Yeah.
Right? So I think it's really important that we spend time with ourselves, that we spend time in solitude. So that
that's what you said to me.
Did I?
Do you remember?
No, I can't.
That's how I'm here doing my NLP work.
SubhanAllah.
The 8-day solitude. You're like,
oh yes.
Do you remember?
I
cut myself off from social media, from everyone. I turned my phone off. I said peace out to my family for 8 days. And I was just journaling, making dua, sitting with it, talking with Allah, like cafe hopping and just reflecting, and boom.
And here we are. And tell us how you, and after that those eight days, what happened for you?
For me, it wasn't even after, it was during. It was like an opening of my heart with every, so I found like I was journaling. So I'm a massive journaler. So I write everything down and I'm asking myself questions on paper and I'm kind of just asking Allah, making dua, Allah, ya Fatah, open up my heart, you know, give me the clarity, yeah, Mubeen, give me, so I know, give me that, you know, because I know it's not going to come from anyone but you. And I'm sitting with it. And so it felt like just progressive opening and clarity. And I'm writing things down and I'm like, oh, I'm not sure. And then something comes and I'm writing it down and I'm feeling it. I'm like, okay. And I'm making istikhara and I'm like, right.
She's that's, cooking it.
That's my literal reaction. And just, but being open to receiving whatever comes. Because sometimes what came to me.
Scared you?
Scared me. You're like, I, it just.
Because it was
just,
so big?
Yeah. I'm like.
Rejected it.
Wow.
You see the how?
But you, but like Allah, you've given me this, but how? I've got a family and I've got, like, how? But I'm going to write it down and I'm going to honor it because you gave it to me, and just acknowledging it that you gave this to me. I don't even know, but Allah. It was amazing. And this is something I do tell clients, because when you are with other people, you are taking their fears, their doubts, their own personal beliefs, their perceptions, their personal,
and it's shaping your
their
beliefs,
limiting beliefs, and all of their stories. But how are you going to do that with this? And what about this? And what about that? But when it's just you and Allah, you've got a direct line. And that's not with any limiting beliefs, any stories. You've got it from pure guidance.
Yes.
Al-Hadi.
Yeah.
From pure guidance. And so you don't want to be asking people about ideas. That's why some people, friends, right? They'll be like, but you didn't tell me. I don't need to talk to anybody.
That's what I was about to say. You have to protect your ideas. You have to be careful who you present them to. You need a group of achieving people to be around you.
A tribe. Who will pull. I mean, you know, the discussion that we had.
You need your mastermind group.
Because I know that you brought it into the episode. Yeah. And sister's going to be like, huh? Umrayyan is got a bit nervous about something. Ali is a bit nervous.
She's ruffled.
What was she ruffled by? But yeah, there is something that I'm somewhat nervous about. I'm not very confident about. And the talk that you both gave me when we were having lunch, that, I mean, it was beautiful. And it's really stayed with me that, you know what? I mean, these two, just for the viewers, they were pulling me up on something that I'm not feeling too confident about, even though, alhamdulillah, by the permission of Allah, I have achieved quite a few things, alhamdulillah. But they pulled me up on it. And I sat there whilst they were praying and I said, subhanAllah, look at these two. They're pulling me up on it and they're encouraging me. These are members of my tribe who want
anytime.
who not only want me to achieve in that area and get over the limiting beliefs surrounding that thing, but they want me to like to smash it.
And you will.
Even in life, yes.
Girl, you will.
We do. We need that. And you know what? For those that are watching this and thinking, well, I don't have those types of sisters around me. You know what? Everything that we've said in this episode, you take it to Allah.
And He will give you.
And He will bring you. He will bring you. And sometimes that sister may be on the opposite side of the world and the only interaction you have is online. Yes. But He will bring members to you. You know, dua, with dua, anything is possible. Yeah. Okay? With Allah, anything is possible. Final words on this topic.
When the inspiration comes, note it down, pay attention to it, and take even the smallest step. Rally, support, and move.
Lovely. MashaAllah.
Dream it, dua it, do it.
Hashtag that.
Mm-hmm. You better.
Yeah. I would say, believe in yourself and believe in Allah. And when you marry those two, absolutely anything is possible, so long as it's good for you. And if it isn't good for you, you need to move on to asking Allah for the next thing.
Yep. Inshallah.
So do share your thoughts on this topic. And most importantly, take action. Take action with Him. Jazakallah khair.